people whose names you see at the end of a movie or TV show. I'm Kalina Bowler. I've worked for years behind the scenes in Georgia's multi-billion dollar film industry. In my new GPB podcast, we meet the people who helped bring art to life. Well, after working in the film and television industry for so many years, and after having so many credits, I thought it was time to tell these stories of all the people that I work with behind the scenes. You know, this show really is my love letter to all of us. We work really, really long hours, thankless, tiring jobs, and we do it because we are all creative, fun little kids in a way, and we love what we do, and I want people to understand all the folks that chose this career path. One of the people you'll meet on the credits is my friend Taraja Ramsey. He's an on-set dresser working here in Georgia. His credits include The Walking Dead and Stranger Things. I met him in his warehouse while he was preparing his kit for Stranger Things.
I got a blowtorch, you know, in case I gotta light a million candles in about 30-second period. It's my army box full of sockets and different tools. You know, on a day-to-day basis, I'll figure out what I need because we might be in a jail cell and I gotta, you know, make it dirtier. And I'll keep my dirt spray. If something is too clean, I'll just make it look dirty, or, you know, everything is make-believe that we're, this business that we work in is make-believe. So you gotta be able to, you know, roll with the punches and make it up as you go.
That was Taraja Ramsey. Another person you'll hear from on my show is Stephanie Morales. She is craft services. What that means is she makes all the snacks in between the meals for all the people that work in the cast and crew. And I met her on her food truck while she was preparing her specialty.
It's the bomb diggity. I get French bread, these loaves from down the street, and we kind of gut the top part of it so that it's not real bready. Then we stuff it with Italian meats. Then I make a special sauce, spicy pepper sauce that I put on it with some mayonnaise. And then we provolone cheese all over it and bake it open-faced and flatten it all together and cut it up. The guys go nuts. You know, if what I can do for somebody is make them feel a little bit less stressed and sick, I always say we're kind of like the bartender on set, but we don't serve alcohol. We listen to problems, we comfort.
You'll hear stories like these and many more from behind the scenes on The Credits, a new podcast from Georgia Public Broadcasting, every Friday starting November 9th.